Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time for another visit with Ron Price to give us another lesson about life in the sandbox that we all share. He's back with me here in Studio A, which he's very excited about.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Being Studio A.
Because you just turned my mic on. I saw that light come on.
Sure.
I was off for a minute. I was getting nervous.
Want to be able to hear you.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
What's up for this week? This week we're talking about maybe a couple things.
We're talking about how it's as human beings, mm-hmm. and again, we're all in this sandbox together.
Yeah.
We can overreact sometimes to particular situations.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not.
No.
I'm talking the rest. We've already
everybody else.
That you and I are in a world of our own.
Right.
Dream,
so people,
dreamland.
People overreact.
That's people overreact.
Okay. All right.
So I want to read a story. It's called Worst Day Ever.
Okay.
And those of you watching or listening, if you have teenagers, write that down, please. Worst day ever. This was written by a young girl named Chaney Gorkin, I think is her name. She was 13 at the time, back in Brooklyn, New York. And this was a class assignment. Now, Scott, I'm going to warn you and warn your audience that I'm about to depress you. I'm about to bring you down.
But okay.
I won't leave you there.
Okay.
Listen to this. Today was the absolute worst day ever. And don't try to convince me that there's some good in every day, because when you take a closer look, this world is a pretty evil place. Even if some goodness does shine through once in a while, satisfaction and happiness don't last. And it's not true that it's all in the mind and heart, because true happiness can be obtained only if one's surroundings are good. It's not true that good exists. I'm sure you can agree that the reality creates my attitude. It's all beyond my control, and you'll never in a million years hear me say that today was a good day. There
wow.
you have it.
Wow.
Let's just close the show.
I'd love to, but we have 4 minutes.
We have four more minutes. Good. I can take you out of the doldrums.
But wow.
Now,
that was
pretty depressing
pretty
stuff, right? That's not going to put a smile on your face, a pep in your step.
And
that's
she was how old? 13?
She was 13. Oh. Listen to this. This is brilliant, Scott. It's brilliant. I double dog dare you to try this. I'm going to read those exact words. I'm not going to change a single word. I'm just going to start at the bottom and work my way to the top. And tell me if this sounds a little bit different to you. Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Today was a good day. And you'll never in a million years hear me say that it's all beyond my control. My attitude creates the reality. I'm sure you can agree that it's not true that good exists only if one's surroundings are good. True happiness can be obtained because it's all in the mind and heart. And it's not true that satisfaction and happiness don't last. Some goodness does shine through once in a while, even if this world is a pretty evil place. Because when you take a closer look, there's something good in every day. And don't try to convince me that today was the absolute worst day ever. React to that, would you please, Mr. Radio Personality?
Well, I am reacting in a stupefied way because it was very effective.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
You write something one way and it's doom and gloom and despair, and you read it the other way and it's, you know, it's okay. And yeah, there's troubles and yeah, there's challenges, but it's going to be okay.
Right.
I just love that, and I couldn't do it. I've never tried because I just have convinced myself I couldn't write something one way.
If we read your books backwards, we're not going to get an entirely different message?
If you're standing on your head looking in a mirror, you might.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
So let me give you one more. I'm going to shorten
this
story. I heard it first from Max Lucado. I think it's actually a Portuguese parable of sorts about a woodsman.
Okay.
A very poor woodsman. He lived with his son in a ramshackle abode, and had nothing to his name except a beautiful white stallion. And people from the neighboring village would always come out to him and say, you know, old man, why don't you sell that stallion? It's worth a fortune. You can fix up your place. You can live comfortably. And the old man would say, well, that horse isn't just a horse. It's my family. You don't sell family. And they said, oh, you're a fool. Well, that's what they said. And then about a week and a half later, the horse turns up missing. And the people come out and they say, old man, you see, we told you you should have sold that horse. Now you can't. Oh, this is terrible. And the old man had an interesting response. He said, well, you folks say it's terrible. I don't know. All I know is that my horse was here yesterday. Now he's gone. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know. And they said, oh, no, this is terrible. You'll see. Well, that's what they said until about a week and a half later, when the woodsman's horse came back into the corral, followed by 10 beautiful fillies from the surrounding area. The people of the village came out and they said, old man, you were right. We were wrong. We thought it was a bad thing that your horse was missing. Now we see it's wonderful. And again, true to form, the old man said, really, you people have that wisdom, do you? I don't. All I know is my horse was gone yesterday, today back with 10 girlfriends. That's all I know. Whether good or bad, I don't know. Oh, no, they said. Well, that's what they said until about a week and a half later. The old man's only son was training one of the new horses, fell off and broke his legs. As you can imagine, the people of the village came out. Are you seeing a pattern here, Scott?
I'm seeing it. Yep.
Again, oh, this is terrible. We're running out of time. I'll shorten the story. A week later, the country gets called into war. Every young man in the nation is called into the army except one, the woodsman's horse with the two sons, with the two broken legs. When the people of the village came out, the woodsman said, get away from me. Scott, we do that. You do it, I do it, we all do it. We overreact sometimes, good or bad.
Right.
I'm just recommending, you know what, let's let things play out. Celebrate the highs, that's fine. Yeah, you can feel sorrow for the lows, but this too shall pass, and better days are coming. That's my hope.
There you go. That's good advice.
Thank you.
As well. We hear a lot about what? One door closes, another door opens?
That too. I like it.
That good, kind of thing?
Great point.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Very good.
But sometimes we wallow in the moment and, yeah.
With a closed door in our face.
Closed door in our face.
All right, Ron. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to see you, sir.
You too, Scott.
We'll see you back next week.
Look forward to it.
Ron Price is here every Wednesday with me right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.